The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
2 days to go. Optus Stadium ready?
Optus Stadium is ready, and we have had a late victory. Perth, aside from having the grand final, the name of our city has been painted onto the ground. This may sound like something that's so small, inconsequential, but there was a lot of debate going on as to whether the word Perth would appear on the ground or not, and it's believed there was an agreement with the Victorian government that may have prevented it from happening. But there was a lot of loud noises being made by a lot of Perth's big hitters. Last night during the news, we noticed that the word Perth was being painted onto the stadium ground.
I hope they spell it right.
They have spelt it correctly.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know.
And perfectly.
But doesn't this just seem to confirm that it would have been a great idea to do what Colin Barnett wanted and keep the name Perth Stadium?
It would have been a brilliant idea. And when you look at our budget, it's doing quite well. We probably could have afforded that.
we sold it to Optus.
Can't we just dig up a little bit of iron ore and then, you know, just call it Perth Stadium again?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Well, that's good news. I read yesterday in the West that they've gotten all of these WA ingredients brought in from around the state for the grand final.
Yes.
They got truffles from Manjima.
I know, isn't that amazing?
I have no idea how.
I mean, you don't go to an MCG grand final and
you don't
get
truffles at the MCG, buddy.
That doesn't happen. No,
that doesn't happen.
This is the thing. The AFL has now seen how we do things here and our love of footy, and it's really caught the attention of the administrators of the league and the executives as well, and that's why we're talking now about getting perhaps the Dreamtime Clash every 3 years, perhaps getting the Brownlow again. All of these things are on the table now because we're really having our moment and being able to show what we can do, and people are paying attention.
Well, just like bringing the State of Origin over here was such a huge success, and the rugby league thought, oh, you know what, Perth is on the radar now, and same for rugby union as well, the soccer, English Premier League clubs coming out here. We do such a good job of big events. Melbourne traditionally has been the sort of the big event capital of Australia.
Yes.
But we're, you know, the little...
Including COVID.
We're having a go. We're having a crack.
We are. We're having a crack. And this is the thing. This is our moment to shine. Brisbane had it last year. They were never going to shine with the Gabba.
No.
There was no shine there. No. Nobody was interested.
And I openly admit that as a Queenslander myself. It was just shit. So... but now I'm very proud to see what WA can
do. So delicately put.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, look, let's call a spade a spade here.